The following program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics & Associates, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Financial Dynamics & Associates, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Isaac Wright should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investment may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Isaac Wright is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics & Associates. As you approach retirement, you'll face numerous decisions that will impact your financial future. On today's show, we'll set you up to make wise financial decisions. The Retire Right Show starts now.
We've got another great show on the way for you today. This is the Retire Right Show. I'm Walter Storholt alongside Isaac Wright, chartered financial consultant and the president of Financial Dynamics & Associates, serving you in the greater Richmond area. You can find Isaac online, listen to podcast editions of the show, and much more at rightmoneytips.com. That's right with a W, moneytips.com. Isaac has been helping people for nearly 20 years, helping families plan for their retirement and for their financial futures. And Isaac, looking forward to our conversation today. How you been?
Yeah, doing really well. You know, since we really relaunched, I thought this would be nice for the listeners to hear. Since we relaunched our Right Money Tips podcast at the beginning of the year, we've really grown a lot of traction with it. So again, if you haven't had a chance to visit rightmoneytips.com to subscribe, I would encourage you to do so, because we are covering a lot of nice topics relevant to today. And I think today, as far as the radio show goes, we're going to cover some good ones as well.
Absolutely. And we have lots of good things to dive into. We're going to talk a little bit about why people DIY, why people do it alone when it comes to financial and retirement planning. Lots of great lessons are going to come out of today's show, I'm predicting. But before we dive into all of that, it's time to see what's happening in the news, Isaac. And Jeff Bezos stepping down as CEO of Amazon made a lot of news and created a lot of buzz in the business world. I'm just curious, how does that affect where you stand in the rankings of the most influential CEOs in America now that Bezos is out of the way?
I guess I'll be getting a knock at the door from all the major news outlets here before you know it. That's an interesting step. You know, here's the thing is, my personal take on that is, obviously, when his quote stepping down means, I think, just kind of reorganizing what he's going to do for the company, by no means is he out of the picture. But with that in mind, I think it's also important, especially if you're a small business owner. The people that we work with here and a lot, local businesses that are trying to figure out their path forward, just makes you realize that you always want to think about your exit strategy. You want to think about, you know, how do you ultimately want your business to grow and how do you want it to succeed without you? That's really at the mark of a successful company. So congrats to Mr. Bezos. And of course, he built that thing up a little bit larger than most companies, but it's always a good piece of knowledge to kind of impart on yourself if you are dealing with a side hustle, or you're running an independent small business, or even if you're running a larger business. But good for him.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's an amazing business that he has built. I know that there's lots of controversy around Amazon, but what big business doesn't have controversy around it? And he certainly has built a monster that, I don't know, Isaac, I use pretty much every single day. I'm going on Amazon ordering something. So,
yeah, especially, I mean, really with the pandemic and everything else,
they've been essential. They've been great.
I don't know if they'll ever go back, to be honest with you. I think people are just appreciating the fact that they have things delivered to their door, even at the detriment of small business. But I'm hoping things will start swinging back to a little bit more of a normal way of life before you know it here this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's also a good quote of the week that I wanted to bring up that kind of matches well with everything that we're going to be talking about, and then we'll transition into that conversation about why people go at it alone. Today is the opportunity to build the tomorrow you want. And that was Ken, I don't know the last name here, Perot, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Perot, something like that.
Whoever said that is a really...
Whoever this Ken guy is.
Ken and Barbie, who knows? But for all of you, I think that's a great thing to think about. We're all dealing with struggles. You know, we watch the news and we see people are dealing with depression and mental illnesses and things that have been exacerbated through the pandemic. And I think one of the things you can mentally kind of anchor yourself to is focusing on your present, focusing on what you can control in the world that seems to be uncontrollable, and making progress towards whatever goals that you want to establish. And the key is to actually establish some goals and some attainable goals. And that builds a lot of self-esteem. Also, your routines can help you build that self-esteem as well. So, for example, just making your bed in the morning, getting out of bed, accomplishing that task sets the tone for a successful day. These are all things that when it comes to being a financial, more importantly, I would call a lifestyle coach. You know, our team here at Financial Dynamics, I feel like we're here to offer so many things that can be appreciated in a relationship. And I think a lot of people still are missing and really want to have meaningful relationships. We're all social creatures for the most part. Even introverts need to have some level of social interaction, in my opinion. So if you have any concerns, please call me. Talk to me, Isaac Wright, 804-777-9999. You can also visit Wright Money Tips. You can request time on my calendar. There's many ways to be able to reach out to me. But just know that in today's world, and recognizing what I would say is many people that have gone the direction of doing it themselves, there is room for that as well. But I think, you know, again, Walter, without getting too far too fast, we want people to be in a good place of mind no matter which one they choose.
That's a great point, Isaac. And again, that number to call is 804-777-9999. If you have any questions for Isaac as we go through the program today, call anytime, 804-777-9999. So the entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well. It's closely tied to that American dream. It's kind of in our hearts, Isaac, to take life by the horns and make of it what you want. And I think that spirit carries over into the financial world sometimes. And I think that'll be part of what we discuss on today's show, and maybe one of the reasons why people go at it alone when it comes to planning for their retirements. Now, some people, Isaac, are open to the idea of working with a financial advisor. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just haven't gotten around to doing it. Others might have a specific reason for not working with an advisor. And I'm curious how you would respond to somebody who maybe gave some of the following reasons that we're going to cover on today's show for not enlisting help and kind of taking that DIY approach.
Sure. Sounds great.
I know one place that's kind of an obvious way to go is that people don't think it's all that hard. I've got the internet. I can Google a lot of things. I can open my own accounts. I can kind of do this myself. Have you met people like that before? What's the reaction when you have a conversation with them?
Yeah, let me start off by simply saying one thing. In some respects, there are certain people out there that absolutely can go out and, quote, create their own financial plan, manage their own investments, and do it all on their own if they're truly inspired and they're passionate about doing it. The concern that I see is a lot of times what is led, and this is a great way to lead off here, somebody that opens an IRA account at a custodian, I wouldn't qualify that as somebody that's ready to go out and do it themselves, but yet, you know, it does build a little momentum towards, oh, well, I can just open an account and manage my own money. The key is this, and I want everybody to hear me on this. So when you hear this question, it's not hard, I can do it myself. You have to define what necessarily is the plan of attack, if you will. So if you are saying I can pick, choose different funds, index funds, and so forth, and I can rebalance that, and I can develop several pieces of software that'll help monitor my expenses and investments and create goals and strategies and tie it all together, then great. But I'm telling you, many people today in the world we live in are so tied down in other aspects of their life when it comes to family, friends, and these are all rightful things that you want to have in your life. You know, hopefully, in addition to that, you have a good, successful routine. You have things that you do, maybe not necessarily revolving around watching the stock market 8 hours a day. But I would say this is, if you are doing it yourself and you feel confident about doing everything from a financial plan, coordinating with tax and legal professionals, investing your money, managing those contributions, understanding the type of accounts to open, when to open them, congratulations. I mean, maybe you are your own planner. For those of you on the show, though, that feel like it would be good to get a second opinion on whether or not a value proposition can be put together from somebody that's going to help you manage a financial plan, not just necessarily picking a stock, That's where I tell people just to give us a call. We're happy to talk to you. It's not any high-pressure sales tactics. It's just really, hey, what are you looking for? Here's what we offer. Here's how our firm has grown. And so far, so good. And when I say that, Walter, is we've had so many people. We've grown a great practice. We've opened up a new office. So that's why I say our value proposition kind of speaks for itself. But I personally, Isaac Wright, would love to take a minute to speak to you. So again, feel free to call me, 804-777-9999. Feel free to leave me a message. I will call you back, make sure that we get a little time on the calendar. But let's start with just having a simple, no stress, no strings attached conversation to see, hey, if I've been doing it on my own, does that make sense for me to do? Or I've been wanting to have help. And, you know, Isaac, I've listened to you for a while and I really want to take that next step.
Again, that number to call to reach Isaac is 804-777-9999. So some people view it as, it's not that hard. I can do it myself. Certainly one reason why people go at financial and retirement planning in the DIY approach. Sometimes it's a matter of cost. You know, Isaac, a lot of people think it's just going to cost too much to work with an advisor. They don't think they're in that right bracket.
Well, let me put it this way. This is where people sometimes, again, and I would almost fault the advisors in a lot of respects. People that are, quote, financial advisors, I would say overall, historically, because I've done a lot of coaching and consulting in our industry, for those of you who know me, many, many advisors are not adept at explaining their value to the client. And sometimes it's simply the fact that they're telling them that they're going to help them pick stocks and they're going to charge them, and maybe in some respects, a decent amount of money just to do that one particular area of their financial plan. I think if you create the right scope of work where you're developing an ongoing relationship related to goals and, again, managing debt, liabilities, expenses, net worth, you know, making sure that everything is kind of gearing towards the future, whether it's retirement or any other goals that you have, taking care of your family, understanding investments and insurance, and even coordinating with legal and tax professionals. You know, we have a great spread of value that we bring on all these topics to the families that we serve. And once we do that, then people say, oh, well, listen, that really is a pretty good value proposition. It doesn't mean everybody becomes a client either, because sometimes I feel like if we're not bringing the value, I don't really feel like it's important to bring somebody on that it's not a good win-win. So just so you know, if you feel like an advisor costs too much, what I normally find is this. Is they're simply thinking about it in terms of paying a percentage on their investments to simply manage an account. And I think most people are smart enough and intelligent enough now to know there's other areas of financial planning other than picking a stock or mutual fund. So again, if those things ring true to you, feel free to talk to me, because that's what we've built here as our practice. We have a comprehensive financial planning firm. We're all fiduciary advisors. We'll walk you through the pros and cons to make sure you're making good decisions. 804-777-9999.
That'll put you in touch with Isaac Wright, president of Financial Dynamics and Associates, serving you throughout the greater Richmond area. If you're just joining us, again, tap into the almost two decades of experience that Isaac now has helping families prepare for their retirement years by calling 804-777-9999. Now, some people choose not to call that number, not to get financial help from an advisor. Various reasons why is what we're covering on today's show. So far we've covered, it's not that hard, I can do it myself. Having a financial advisor maybe just costs too much. That's one perception. Something else people think about, Isaac, is that they're still a few years away from retirement, so they don't really need any advice at this point. This was my parents, actually. I'll poke a little fun at them. They were, you know, still probably 5 years away from retirement or so, and then it became four, and I kept telling them, no, now's the time to go ahead and start meeting with an advisor. And they're like, well, it's still, you know, 3, 4, 5 years away. I don't really see why not. So this has to be a pervasive myth, I would think.
Yeah, I'll cover this kind of short. I think most, in fact, over the last 2 to 3 years, a majority of the families that we have started to serve as new clients have skewed to be about 5 to 10 years younger than what we've historically seen over the past 15 years. So, for example, we're finding a lot of people coming in their mid-40s to mid-50s versus waiting all the way to 65, or let's call it their early 60s when they're trying to figure out Social Security or their retirement, because what happens is this, is somebody that says, I'm a few years away from retirement, so I don't really need any advice. What that typically means is they haven't thought enough about where their own retirement stands. What that basically is saying is we're not prepared to engage, and maybe because we're scared about do we have enough money, you know, there's going to be some hard-hitting questions when it comes to making a big decision like retirement. So people do what? They procrastinate. They kick the can down the road. They look at their account balances and say, well, generally I feel I'm on the right track and I don't want to get involved again because maybe I don't know if I'll have a trusting relationship with somebody that can help me, both pros and cons, get to the finish line. Well, guess what? A lot of people are now thinking very differently. They're realizing that they want to retire early, or they're realizing that they want to accomplish a goal. And again, they don't want to be left out in the cold by thinking, hey, I'm just going to Google everything half to death. And again, last time I checked, Google doesn't necessarily mean everything that you read is true. So just keep all of that in mind. I think having a combination of the internet, a combination of somebody that can be alongside you, addressing these concerns. And I also want to say this before we go to break. A lot of times, even people that are do-it-yourselfers, and I think all of you can relate to this if you're married, you may be the person that makes all the decisions financially, or maybe your spouse does, but guess what? You really are not involved into a lot of those decisions. Well, if something happens to that spouse, the spouse that is not in the financial decision process sometimes can be very overwhelmed. And the biggest reason that we have been hired, I would say, since the inception of our company, is they wanted to have somebody that was going to be there for their loved ones. So, Walter, all of these are very powerful points. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person if you do it yourself, or an advisor is a bad person. It may just simply mean, hey, it could be a good opportunity to revisit whether or not it makes sense to have somebody that knows who you are. So with that in mind, please call me, 804-777-9999, Isaac Wright, The Retire Wright Show, 804-777-9999.
That's the number to call. It'll put you in touch with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics and Associates, 804-777-9999. Again, 777-9999, that number to dial. We're talking about why people do it alone. Why do you do financial planning and retirement planning on your own? We'll cover a couple of more reasons before we wrap up for the week when we return. Stay tuned. If you have any questions for Isaac, again, give him a call at 804-777-9999. More in just a moment.
Learn the difference between being financially right and financially wrong. Keep listening to the Retire Right Show.
You're tuned in to the Retire Right Show. Walter Storholt here alongside Isaac Wright, chartered financial consultant and the president of Financial Dynamics and Associates, serving you throughout the greater Richmond area. Find us online at rightmoneytips.com. That's right with a W, moneytips.com, or call 804-777-9999 if you have any questions. On today's show, we've been talking about why people DIY, why they do it alone when it comes to financial and retirement planning. We've covered a couple of reasons so far. I want to try and get to one or two more here, Isaac, before we wrap up for the week. I know another reason and misconception that people have about financial advisors is that they're for rich people. And, you know, people don't consider themselves rich, therefore a financial advisor isn't for me. Have you dealt with that pushback before?
Well, I think it's because maybe they've gone to visit a financial advisor at a bank or maybe an institution where they're telling them that they got to have a seven-figure amount to invest to get what I call quality financial planning advice. And that's, again, quotes. Many people today realize, and I think there's a lot of different business models where instead of having to worry about having six, seven figures to invest, you can create a plan that's tied to a fee that's either quarterly or semi-annually or annually or even monthly that can ascribe, again, a good scope of work where you're creating a plan towards future investments, your finances, your legal tax planning, and creating checkpoints along the way. So whether or not you are, quote, rich, and I don't know what that definition is. I still don't really know what that definition is. I think people always can kind of mentally put themselves to wherever they want to in that spectrum. But if you're trying to work hard, build your net worth, and be in a position where you can retire comfortably and take care of your family, I think that's the main thing. And if you're there, then we can walk you through whether or not we can be of service. And also, we can also walk you through the different models that are chosen by people that, depending upon their net worth, can still get value from a financial professional. So I'll leave it like that, Walter. I think just because if you're not thinking you're rich or what have you, I would say that's not I want to kind of debunk that.
Yeah, it's very subjective too. What does rich mean
exactly
from one person to the next? So, got to be careful with those blanket statements like that. All right, last but not least, Isaac, one more reason why people go at it alone when they financial plan or prepare for retirement. They might say something like, you know what, the financial world is too confusing and too complex for me, so I'll just keep my head down, keep putting my money in my 401k and sort of just hope for the best, or I'm sure I'll be fine. There's just sort of this assumed element that everything will be okay.
Well, let me just start here, because the financial world, when you're saying, you know, the financial world is too confusing and complex for me, again, I would almost call it the world in general. You can almost take that same approach to anything in life. Everything is too confusing and complex. Again, that's a head in the sand approach. I think what it comes down to is making sure that you have manageable steps. That's why you hire somebody. If you feel this way, is really sad that you are not considering having a professional. You know what? Sometimes figuring out what tooth hurts and what needs to be done doesn't mean that you don't go to the dentist. You know, you're not going to guess on what tooth to knock out of your mouth. Same situation when it comes to your financial plan. You want to maybe work with a professional that can be able to streamline some of the things that they see every day versus, again, the reason people think it's so complex is they Google one word. Let's say they Google the word 401k and there's 14 million hits on Google. Well, it's easy to put your head in the sand when you see that. What I'm trying to tell you is this, again, without being redundant, but it's very true. There's a combination of information and insight that creates actionable steps. That is what we're best at. So for all of you listening today, I really hope all of what I've covered makes good sense for you. Please give me a call. Isaac Wright here to talk to you whenever you're ready. 804-777-9999 right here locally in Richmond. Our office is at the intersection of 288 and Powhite Parkway, so we're accessible to all areas of the Richmond metro area. We're committed to our community. We're committed to doing the right thing for all of you that are listening. And so again, whether it's one question or maybe just looking back and saying, hey, you know what, Isaac, what you said about having a spouse that would not know what to do if something happened to me, yeah, that makes sense. I really probably should have somebody at least to talk to get the ball rolling. That's all I'm saying. So for all of you that do it yourself or maybe have a situation where you think you have an advisor, but that advisor never calls you but once every other year and you're having to do all the work on your end, this is the time to talk to us. So I hope all of this program today has been helpful for you. Please feel free to talk to me, 804-777-9999. Walter, this has all been what I call good standalone statements of what we've heard over the years with people that have tried to go out and do it on their own. Some can be successful. Very few are.
The number to call once again to reach Isaac is 804-777-9999, 804-777-9999. Call that number, get on the calendar, come in, have a conversation about your financial plan, what worries you, what needs to improve in your plan, how you can best prepare for retirement and beyond. 804-777-9999, or go online to rightmoneytips.com. Isaac, out of time for this week, but as always, a great conversation with you. Thank you for the time, and thank you for listening to today's show. We'll talk to you next time right back here on the Retire Right Show.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., JWCA. Financial Dynamics and Associates, Inc. and JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
The preceding program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics and Associates, which is solely responsible for its content.
Sad that the show is over? Want to hear more? Isaac also has a podcast where he covers topics related to finances and retirement planning. Check it out at rightmoneytips.com. That's rightmoneytips.com.
As you approach retirement, you might think you could put off making tough financial decisions, but you'd be wrong. You might think you could avoid market volatility, but again, you'd be wrong. And you might think you don't need a comprehensive financial planner to help you with your toughest financial decisions. Well, again, I'm sorry to say, you're wrong. It's time to get right with Isaac Wright of Financial Dynamics and Associates. For more than 18 years, Isaac has helped families and retirees make sound financial decisions. He's a firm believer in financial education and has built a reputation as a problem solver. Isaac wants to help you think right about your retirement. So come in for a visit with the team today. Call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. It's time to make the right choice. Call 804-777-9999. Call 804-777-9999.